that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, Ron, I'm craving some Thomas Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Thomas and the original owner. They have done a great job. You know, Thomas has always been great. And when you buy something that is, when you buy a business that has been, that has lived up to a certain standard, you are charged with continuing that standard. Not only did Brock and Beth continue the standard, they enhanced it. They added some things that were specifically their own, like the mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is incredible. But they stayed true to all those original recipes, all the tried and true recipes. Catering, tailgates, parties, they do it all. That's Tom's Barbecue. They are the home for the Cheerwine National Championship sauce. If you think that sounds good, bet it seems even better today. National Championship sauce. They also have Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds, Old Carolina and New Carolina. I swear I've had at least 10 people have written me about that Carolina Collision sauce. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science. They smoke them for 2 hours. They fry them for 60 seconds. They can toss them in any of the 8 sauces. They do fresh sides and desserts, including the legendary banana pudding. They're open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. Go check them out. You'll thank me later. Back to the Jam phone lines. It is, and Alan, you say Alan's calling from California looking for a special exemption. Is that right? All right, let me get to a couple of these people have been on hold an hour. Alan, I'm coming to you. I'll get to you this segment, promise. Jamie. Jamie, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Appreciate
it. Doing well. I've been listening for a while, and you haven't had a Bama fan on, so I thought I'd give it a try.
Good. Welcome
in. Yeah, thanks. Well, I just kind of think if you're right about people, not people, but the committee particularly, judging the best four teams in the country based off another college football team, I think it's fair to use them as a reference. You look at the past decade, and you kind of know where you are when you play Alabama. And if you beat Alabama, it's a tremendous feat. And you look at Auburn, they throw a national parade every time they beat Alabama. It's so big. So I think it's fair to use them as a reference. But if their true methodology for finding these best teams is comparing a score to Alabama, and even if you lost but you were close, that's fundamentally wrong and should be changed. Secondly, I think where we went wrong last night.
And Jamie, on that issue, Jamie, again, my problem is the notion of a system that has now sunk to the point that it is totally based on opinion. We are determining playoff spots based on the opinions of 13 people in a smoke-filled room. Based on, and again, while their website lists some principles, they don't adhere to any of those principles. So clearly, I mean, you can't even run a softball league the way the College Football Playoff Committee is attempting to run this. I mean, there have to be stated criteria that are adhered to. There has to be some minimum bar that has to be reached or met, especially with only four spots available. And instead, we're relying on, again, this is not a shot at Alabama or anything else. Alabama's been the dominant team in the country over however many years Saban has been there. But the point is that everything that we believed about this season was all based on the notion that Alabama was arguably the greatest team of all time.
Sure. Yeah, I can definitely see that. And it's a hard job for them. There are four spots, like you said, and Notre Dame doesn't play in a conference for one thing, and Ohio State loses to a terrible team every year. So it's hard to put a team in like that. And UCF is going to claim a national championship regardless. Secondly, I think we lost last night for a number of reasons, but the whole secondary's new. Every single one of them's new. Number five, Shaheem Carter, the slot receiver, is an inferior player. Isaiah Bugs is an inferior player. The D-line got absolutely no push. There's no Christian Miller. There's no Terrell Suggs. Dylan Moses is playing edge rusher, and he hasn't done that in forever. Jamie Mosley probably should have been out there and sat our guy back in the B-gap. But, I mean, my gosh, like we couldn't stand a chance on offense, which I thought was the biggest part of the whole thing. Tua looked wrong. Something's wrong with Tua.
Yeah, he's not healthy.
The line is overrated.
Yeah, he's not.
But no. My last and final point is, as an Alabama fan, I just saw how overrated Jonah Williams is, how overrated Pierce Bacher is, and I cannot wait for the Carolina Panthers to draft Farrell. Please, please, please. But I'll let you go. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you. It's a good job. Yeah, look, Jamie just brought up a number of their liabilities on defense, which, again, we've been talking about on this show since before the season began. At the preseason kickoff show, I explained that Alabama had lost 120 starts from their nickel, that they had two returning starts, they had lost their entire dime package, and that, again, one of the reasons Alabama beat Clemson last year was the maturity of that secondary led by guys like Micah Fitzpatrick. There were no Micah Fitzpatricks back there. It was a whole secondary comprised of Waldos. And again, it's not that some of these guys aren't going to be really good players. Patrick Surtain is going to be a tremendous player and eventually a top 10 draft pick. But he was abused by Oklahoma with CeeDee Lamb. And Oklahoma only had the one receiver since Brown was out. And he abused Surtain. And it's not even that Surtain did a bad job in coverage. One of the problems all year with these Alabama young DBs is that they don't find the football. Even when they're in position, they don't find the football. Nor do they compete for the ball in the air. And Clemson took enormous advantage of that fact last night. They knew these guys didn't find the football, even when they were in coverage, which at times they were. Again, there were times Patrick Surtain actually covered CeeDee Lamb. He just didn't make any plays on the ball in the Oklahoma game. And he was just one of them. The entire group was waiting to be exposed by receiving room that had more depth in it. And that's what happened last night. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. And let me get Alan in here because he's calling from California. Alan, how are you?
We're fine, Walt. We're just got to playing a little golf here out in San Francisco. A good place, Olympic Club. And had a great night last night, better than we can ever anticipate it. And just have had a great trip on. We're here coming home tomorrow. And I just returning so many texts I've gotten. It's been unreal. All the fans, it's amazing. Everybody out here in San Francisco, I would say 90% of the people were pulling for Clemson. So they got their wish.
Yeah. How much did it cost you to fly out there, Alan?
We got a great deal. We left from San Francisco. We booked our tickets during the playoff game in Dallas. We didn't go, but we were in Greenville, and I got an agent to do it. We got them for $690 from Atlanta.
Yeah,
so we really got a pretty good deal.
Yeah, you can't beat that, because I was hearing prices that were way higher than that. But the good news is, when you win, it's all cheap, right?
when you win,
it's the greatest. It's the greatest fee of all time. It's wonderful. Now had you lost, then it would have been extravagant.
Yeah, I really think it's about the closest game to perfect I've ever seen. Now, Bama did run on us some. You got to give them credit, but you got to think they're the best one or two offenses in the country. But to know, I thought it was going to be 65-60 after the first quarter.
Right.
And then to know we held them to 16 after that was just incredible.
Yep. Yeah, it was, you know, again, I wrote this on Twitter last night, something to this effect that you know, I think we're watching the greatest one-game performance for Clemson football in their history. And I think most people agree with that perception.
Yeah, their offensive line, I don't think they really got enough credit to the very end of the year to allow no sacks against Bama, regardless of how good Trevor was. The line was just incredible.
Oh, yeah. The line, again, I thought that was story one, because Alabama, not only did they not affect him and did they not sack him, but for the most part, they never touched him. I mean, you know, I only remember about two times that he would have been down in one-hand touch.
Very true. Very true. He stepped up in the pocket when he needed to.
He did. He climbed the pocket a couple times.
I just, you know, I didn't like the analysis that they always said, well, he's a freshman. Well, by now, he's been with us a year, and he's been there from the spring. So you could really throw that out the window. But he was a young guy. I'm thankful we got him for two more years.
Yep. Well done, Alan. I'm glad you enjoyed the trip.
All right. Take care, my man.
Thank you, Alan. Back to Northland Communication Phone Lines. Really, for the first time all day, there's a pathway in for you if you want it right now. 654-7627. It is Mike, Donnie, and Jason. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Walt. How you doing, sir?
Good, Mike. Appreciate you getting in.
Really think we had Saban shell shocked. I don't know if you heard the halftime interview.
I did.
I felt like, what the hell? I mean, he said Clemson ran a few copycat plays that we really didn't expect them to run.
Yeah.
Hell, if we did a self-scout and you saw plays that other teams were successful on,
yeah, it's called,
again, why in the hell wouldn't you run the damn
thing? Yeah, you know, Mike, I addressed this before. It's called the forward pass. See, since there was nobody who could throw the forward pass in the SEC, until they faced Georgia and they faced Fromm threw for 300 yards on them. And then Murray, without his number one receiver, also threw for over 300 yards on them. So, yeah, Clemson watched two teams in a row throw the ball against a bad secondary and knew that with their weapons, a healthy receiving core, and a healthy Trevor Lawrence, that they could do the same. Yeah, it's called the forward pass.
And we caught them by surprise.
What, yeah.
What? How can you catch them by surprise if you watch a damn thing?
Right.
But I just thought I felt like he was shell-shocked. No wonder he doesn't like to take questions from reporters.
It was like he wanted to outlaw the forward pass at halftime. Remember when he wanted to prevent up-tempo spread offenses? It was like he wanted to outlaw. What's this newfangled thing Clemson's doing called the forward
maybe
pass?
Maybe his butt weapon would come back and get him sooner or later anyway. Great day to be a Clemson Tiger.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. Yeah, you want to get in, you are welcome to 654. You know, let me get Donnie in here because he's been hanging on a long time. Donnie, how are you?
Good, Walt. Hey, I gave you a call 5 or 6 years ago, and I said, you know, if they leave Dabo alone and let him work his magic, he might do something that's spectacular like Nelson Mandela did with Africa. So, what do you think now?
I'm not sure I want to make that comparison, but I think that Dabo Swinney has done an incredible job building his football program.
Yeah, you know, I played ball all my life, and it's pretty easy to spot talent at the ripe old age of 58. You know, if you sit back and you kind of look at things, and the program he's built is just unbelievable. And I got another scenario I want to run by you that, you know, those ball players from Alabama know that Saban had sold his soul to the devil many years ago. And I think them cats are just wanting to get back on the plane and get back to Alabama because, you know, they were in the land of the...
I'm not sure where we're going with that, but it concerns me about the direction of it. But, you know, let me, before we get a break, let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt is an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. Listen, no one does it better. It's all they do. You know, here's the thing, Ramona. You know, if you own one of these fine vehicles, a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you have an enormous inherent advantage over the rest of us. Because remember the guy, Ramona? In fact, I have it here. This is my favorite review of all time. This guy writes, I've been using First Class Halt since Mark opened his first location in Greenville. I now use the Anderson location to get the same excellent service from Greg and Chris. They never try to sell me on a service I don't need. Always give me a heads up so I'll know what to expect for repairs down the road. They've always been honest, always do a great job on my truck. Every time I've had to purchase a new vehicle, I only choose between Honda or Toyota brands because I know that I will have honest people I can take my vehicle to. And see, I think this is one of the greatest... reviews that I've ever seen of coming. This guy is saying that he makes his choice of vehicles based on the service he gets from First Class Halt. And you will too. I mean, 3-year, 36,000 mile nationwide warranty on all work, free roadside assistance, free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. You know, again, they have snacks and drinks for you while you wait, or you can take the shuttle. The facilities are super clean. They only hire the best. Greg is over 25 years of Lexus experience. Steve is over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You're getting specialists, people who live and breathe these vehicles. They own them. They work on them all day. It's all they do. So if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, dial the number 260-9600 in Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600. Tell them I sent it's the way this deal works. All right, it's Matt and Howard. As soon as we get back, you want in 654-7627. Waltip Tula Road Rage.
Did you know you can spray Lanex on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanex it.
Call us today at Lanex of Anderson.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
One day sale, today only. Hey, it's Mickey Pollard here. Zero Res is offering their lowest price ever, but for today only. Four rooms of carpet for only $109 when you mention my name. Four rooms, $109. It's never been this affordable, but you must call or book online today. Call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about our air duct cleaning special.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
He cuts it to the 15, he's at the 10, at the 5, stays on his feet, headed for the end zone, and
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him in second at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play for the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the college football world orange.
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history. National champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
That's all anybody will talk about, and that will be that.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'm looking back on some things I wrote last night because it reminds me of certain elements of the game. I go back to that Fowler, Chris Fowler. Clemson hasn't done much with the running. This is at the end of the game, towards the end of the game. Clemson hasn't done much with the running game. The score is like a million to nothing. You know, I mean, they didn't need to because, you know, Clemson had all these wide open guys running all over the field. And even when they weren't open, Trevor Lawrence and staff knew that the Bama DBs had no ball awareness, no ball recognition. Kathy from Fallen In writes, Feinbaum just said he sees four SEC teams in the finals next year. She says, yes, he really just said that with a straight face. You know, look, are we to the point where We recognize that Feinbaum is just out to do the look at me thing, draw attention to himself? I mean, isn't that where we are with him? I mean, listen, when you say that Clemson is afraid of Alabama, you've lost all credibility. Unless you're playing to a homer crowd or unless you simply want to draw attention to yourself. Now, if he really just said that, and I don't have any reason to disbelieve Kathy or to not believe Kathy, then this is more of him being more of his insanity, right? I mean, more of the blatant SEC homers. I have no idea. Honestly, I don't even know where to find the guy. I mean, so to me, did he answer to the notion that Clemson was afraid of Alabama? Did he respond to that notion today? Again, he expressed that notion. Did he respond to it? Because I would think that you'd have had to some degree. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Matt, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. It was a pretty amazing night. I'm working on about 4 hours sleep like most Clemson fans are today.
So there you go.
Got up this morning. My daughter went to bed early with her mom and picked her up, took her to school. And she said she had watched the highlights and said, did you see that catch? She's 11, so she's starting to get the fever. And, she was just like, that's just unreal. I said, honey, I've lived 45 years on this earth and got to see 3 national titles. I hope I get to see anymore. But you know what I'm most proud about? I mean, yeah, the national title's great and everything, but I'm so happy for young men like Christian Wilkins who have come to our program, graduated, got degrees, done it the right way. We're not doing it where we've got 140 kids over there on the sideline and we only play 30. And, you know, that's part of – if you want to look at what Dabo's really done with his program, it's that he brings kids, puts them on his roster, and plays them. He doesn't put them on his roster and hides them from other teams. He plays them. I mean, the Turner kids playing there last night. You know, I mean, you know, he was a two-star kid. You know what? Right. We looked at, as Venable said one time on sign day, we look underneath the hood. We see what the kid's like. If he works hard and he wants to give us everything he's got, we're willing to give him a shot. You know, kind of like Kevin Dodd. You know, they made fun of Kevin Dodd the first year we played in the national title. Like, who's this Kevin Dodd guy?
Yep.
Well, Kevin Dodd's a pretty good football player when it boiled down to it, you know. But it was just a great night for Clemson fans and to see Vic Beasley and all those guys sitting on the sideline. It was just pretty awesome. I wish that Dabo would somehow I wish the Clemson program, the former alumni players, would wear something that identifies them as former players on the sideline, like a sideline jacket for former players.
Right.
So people will know who they are. You know, we're starting to get that. Because guys like me who grew up watching Terrace Flagler and Jeff Davis and all those, it was another great thing last night was seeing Jeff Davis and his two boys taking another picture for a national title.
It's just
amazing. Now,
Matt, you've been a Clemson fan for how many years?
All my life. My father was taking me games when I was 3 and 4 years old.
We've had
the same season tickets for over 40 years.
Was that the singular best performance by a Clemson team you've ever seen? Or how would you rank it? Is there another game in history?
In a national championship game, yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, well, you have to take into account that. I mean, I think that's why.
I think it was. I think it was the one game where I sat through most of it and did not get upset. The only time I got upset was seeing blatant penalties that, you know, pushing the backs and stuff like that. But you know what? They didn't call either one of that stuff last night. And I'm kind of glad because there's nothing worse than watching. A good example was a couple of years ago when UNC won the title. And they're playing Gonzaga, and they're fouling everybody out. I mean, that gets to be old after a while. You know, I mean, the Big Ten crew, believe it or not, did a pretty good job considering that they probably have never seen speed like that all year. You know, and seriously, Walt.
Trust me. They see Ohio State, all right? Ohio State's just as fast as Alabama, I can tell you that. I mean,
One out of 14 teams in a Big Ten conference.
How many are there in the SEC or the ACC or anywhere else? You know, I think we need to reexamine all of our belief system because I keep going back to this, but we have a whole season that was based on the mistaken, completely erroneous belief that Alabama was the best team of all time. Everything that happened was based on Georgia's status was totally based on the notion that Alabama was invincible.
Yeah, and don't forget, Michigan was the best defense in the entire country.
They were the best defense in the country, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except when they played somebody with a pulse.
Really? Seriously, Florida? Florida's terrible.
I never believed it.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking to you more this year.
Absolutely, Matt.
And go Tigers.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you. So there's that. Texas Walt, I sent you a text last year, said Trevor Lawrence, the best I've seen on tape since Deshaun Watson. I was wrong. He's better. He's a year ahead. Look, I mean, I think you saw the best of Trevor Lawrence's season-long maturing in this game last night. But, you know, again, like Deshaun Watson, he seems pulseless, you know, venue-proof. I think for different reasons, but the end result is the same. You know, Deshaun Watson was never bothered by going to those early venues in Tallahassee or or in Athens, and wasn't the moment was never too big for him. It was never too big for Trevor Lawrence either. Again, I think the result is the same. But I think how they get there is different. And obviously as players, they're completely different players. But both accomplished incredible things. And again, Trevor Lawrence may rewrite it all before he's through. I mean, he could win 3 titles. You know, it's funny, Ramona. I didn't hear much today, in part because I was up until the wee hours of the morning and I slept in a little longer than usual today. But one of the things I did hear a little bit of, I heard a little bit of talk about almost the immediacy of next year. Clemson fans not even pausing to celebrate the national title. Asking questions. I have questions.
And next year, to move on.
Yeah, I have
next
questions. I have questions on my text line already about next year. About next year. I mean, look, I know Dabo Swinney said something similar after the game, but look, that's his job. You people as fans, enjoy what just happened. Relax yourselves. I'm not ready to talk about next year today. All right? I may do it 2 days from now. But I'm not ready to talk about next year today. This is about the now. This is about the now. Enjoy it. I mean, have we gotten to the point where the expectation level runs so high that we're already just saying, it's just another national championship. Let's move on to what we're going to do next year. No, man, that's not how it works. Look, you're never guaranteed anything. You're not. The Tua Tagovailoa got hurt this year. Trevor Lawrence could get hurt next year. You're not guaranteed anything. So enjoy what you have. Enjoy what you have. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Howard.
Walt, I would like for you to explain to me the call, personal foul on Alabama. It happened when the Clemson receiver caught the ball, made a touchdown, and then he got a late hit. And then there's a 15-yard penalty on the kickoff, but they put the ball on the 25 with no penalty. So explain how that works.
Honestly, Howard, I can't. I remember the call, but I don't remember the ball placement on the kickoff that you're saying.
Okay, well, they put it on the 25, so it's almost like on a touchdown, you can get a personal foul, a personal penalty of 15 yards, but it's not applied because they put the ball on the 25. So anyway, that was my question.
Yeah, well, it should have been applied on the kickoff. I just don't, it's not clear in my mind right now. I'm going to have to rewatch it.
So you think that if they did it correctly, they would put the ball back on the 10-yard line?
Well, I mean, it would have been a half the distance in that situation.
Well, the penalty was 15 yards. They put it on the 25, and it should have been on the 10. And I don't know the rule, but it just looked like there was no penalty for it.
Yeah, I'm going to.
That's all. So maybe somebody else can explain it.
Yeah, I'll rewatch it, Howard, and I'll check it because right now, again, it's not It's not clear in my mind, but thank you. Yeah, maybe someone else recollects it. Honestly, I just don't. Apparently, we have somebody calling who does. So I don't recollect it. I don't remember it. It wasn't my focus. You want to get in, 654-7627. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less and travelers rest. There are never any dealer fees or service fees at George Coleman Ford. They've been doing it the right way for 90 years. 90 years. That's George Coleman Ford. I mean, think about the absurdity of a car dealership being in business for 90 years. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. One thing that runs true, you go read the reviews on George Coleman Ford. Obviously, it's a fact that the vehicles cost less. It's a fact that there are never any dealer fees or service fees. But the common thread through all of it is that it's the people. The reviews all talk about how they were treated, about the people. So that's the George Coleman Ford difference. It's been the George Coleman Ford difference for 90 years. Go see him today. Tell him I sent you. You will thank me later. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Smith, Jordan, and Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $22.99 after a $7 AutoZone gift card by mail. Upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save big on brands they trust. Need to stock up on supplies for a plumbing job? Get SharkBite Evo PEX pipes and fittings to ensure a quick and proper connection every time. And they require no tools. Plus, you can save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. While supplies last, credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Are you able to navigate today's financial markets to secure your retirement future? The advisors at Kiwi Financial Group understand that you may reach a point in your life when you need answers to countless questions about retirement planning. The Kiwi Financial Group listens to your questions to understand your needs. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com or visit our office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Relax. You're going to have the time of your life. I promise.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I guess I understand what Howard was saying. I honestly didn't know what he was talking about because I think he was talking about the ball being placed on the 10 or the 15 yard line. And I wasn't following where he was going. I think that he was thinking that the dead ball penalty would be enforced after the kickoff. It's enforced on the kick, Howard. If that's what he was talking about, it's enforced on the kick. And so that's when Potter drilled it through the end zone. So is that clear? I guess. I mean, I think that's, I didn't know where he was going with the 10 yard line stuff. I was just out of my head. You want to get in 654-7627. But yeah, I guess he was talking about the dead ball penalty after the Higgins score. And again, that's enforced on the kickoff. And so the ball was moved up on the kickoff and Potter drilled it through the end zone. And that's why Alabama got it on the 25-yard line. I think that Howard was thinking that the penalty was enforced after that. It's enforced on the kick, and Clemson had the option of what they wanted to do with that. Okay. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. David, how are you?
Hey, good. Happy Natty Day, Walt.
Yeah. Happy Natty Day to you, Dave.
I think we should just declare it a holiday because, it's a good day. Hey, I had a question though. When you compare, you know, the two national championships, and I feel like 2 years ago, over and over, we heard Hunter Renfro's highlight, you know, catching the ball for the touchdown at the end of the game. Today we haven't heard as many highlights and whatnot, and I guess it's probably because we didn't have, or we had so many things and not just one key moment. But I'm curious what you think would be the key moment if we had to point to one highlight.
I think Clemson arriving at the game.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't think there was a key moment. I think that Clemson was just a dominant team, and they're way better than Alabama. And I think if those two teams with Tua in the condition he is in right now were to play 12 games on a neutral field, I think Clemson would go 12-0.
That makes sense. Let me propose something to you, though. So 2 years ago, the highlight was the end of the game. This year, for me, I feel like a key moment when I really got excited was the pick six at the beginning of the game. And it just, you know, obviously they came back, they scored quickly. It was still back and forth a little bit after that. But I felt like, I don't know, that just drilled a lot of energy, a lot of excitement in it.
Yeah, but you know, the thing with that being a key moment is that Alabama quickly recovered from that and went right down and scored and then and really took control of the whole first quarter. I mean, Alabama had the ball for like 12 minutes in the first quarter and they were moving the ball at will. So I don't think that was the key moment, as it turns out. Again, this is my opinion, Dave. I just don't think there was one. I just think Clemson was better. And so I don't think there was any key moment, nor do I think was there a moment where Alabama made a mistake that tilted the game. I think that Alabama made lots of mistakes, but I think the inferior team often makes lots of mistakes. And I think that if Clemson were to keep playing this Alabama team, you'd keep seeing a lot of mistakes on a game-by-game basis because I just think Clemson was better. And so another invincible team died.
Yeah, that's true. Can't argue that. All right, thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Dave.
Have a good one.
DT says, I think it was the first interception set the tone. Again, I don't think so, because Alabama came back and scored 2 seconds later, and Alabama then dominated the first quarter. So I don't think it was the first interception. It got Clemson off to a quick start, but Alabama quickly neutralized it, and then I thought took control of the first quarter. But the rest of the game was all Clemson. And so I don't think there was a tipping point. You know, one more thing. Ramona, how many times about Alabama this year did I say, I don't know how many times I've heard that this team or that team is the greatest team of all time, and invariably what they all have in common is they all lose. How many times did I say that?
Oh, over and over.
Right. I mean, and here we have another one. Another of these teams is the greatest team of all time. What they all share in common is every time we have one of these teams that's the greatest team of all time, they lose. The USC Trojans that lost to Vince Young, they were the greatest team of all time. Oklahoma, Jason White, they were the greatest team of all time. That's what they were being called before Kansas State beat their brains in the Big 12 championship game. We see it over and over. We've seen it in every sport. Alabama's another one of these teams, greatest team of all time. Every single time there's a greatest team of all time, to me, they lose. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. And it is Todd. Todd, how are you?
I'm great. Great, Wall. How are you?
Good, Todd. Appreciate you getting in.
Now, listen, I think you made some great points about the game and everything. I just wanted to get a couple of call-outs to some of the unsung heroes who I think were in the game. Obviously, everybody talks about Lawrence, Higgins, and Ross. I tell you what, I thought Feaster came in and made a hell of a play on the screen pass. Made a great run after that. Big play in the game. Also, how about a little call-out for Fields, who came in, come in there when Mullins went out of the game, made two good passes. I mean, two good pass breakups. Potter was important by kicking him in the end zone all night long. Again, Mitch Hyatt and that offensive line, did an admirable job. So just a quick call out to some of the unsung heroes that maybe don't get their name called as much. And, go Tigers, great day.
Yep, appreciate good job, it. Todd. Thank you. Yeah, again, I think the offensive line and pass protection was incredible. I don't think anybody can really line up and run the ball in Alabama. I didn't think that was going to happen going in, and I didn't think that was even going to be Clemson's game plan. But in pass protection, they were tremendous. Because, again, and you give Trevor Lawrence some of the credit for this as well, but in pass protection, unless I've got to go back and watch the game again, but I only remember like two times guys even touched him. I mean, I think there were only like two occasions the whole game he would have been down in one hand touch. That was how well the offensive line played against that Alabama defense in pass protection. And again, I think Clemson felt that they had enormous advantages on the outside, which was aptly demonstrated during the game. Multiple people say Todd Ellis is congratulating Clemson on cycling out. Yeah, true. Cycling out. Cycling out. Cycling out to another national title. John, how are you?
Hi, Walt. Just a couple of comments. One on Nick Saban and a move he made early, and then a comment on Trevor Lawrence. But before I comment, I want to preface this by saying I'm a USC fan, and I wanted Alabama to be my big brother to beat up the big bully. So these comments are coming from this angle. But early in the game, Nick Saban went for it on fourth down on his own side of the field. And hindsight, looking back at that, I think it shows you that Nick Saban saw on film in pregame preparation that he was outmanned by Clemson. And then, so I think he felt like he had to go for it. He had to score because he knew he wasn't going to stop Clemson, which, and coming from my viewpoint, I didn't like that. I hate that happened. But also going on about Trevor Lawrence, ever since he came on campus, I've heard this about he's the greatest and he's better than Deshaun Watson, and I've kind of doubted it and questioned it. But after watching him this year, watching the game, it's hard to doubt this kid because he's,
you know, he stepped up in the pocket when he needed to. He hurried his throw and avoided pressure when needed to and made just spot-on throws. This kid is something special.
Well, look, he threw – look, Clemson took advantage of a lot of 50-50 type balls because they knew they could. And Trevor Lawrence is going to make those throws and give his guys a chance because he trusts them to make plays, just like Deshaun Watson did a couple years back when he had Mike Williams and those guys. Now, I think Deshaun was under significantly more duress in the game against Alabama when Clemson won the first title than Trevor was last night. Deshaun didn't get to sit in a clean pocket and throw the ball a game. So I think there's that. But, you know, you're arguing shades of greatness, which, you know, I think Clemson would take either one of those guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations to the Tigers, as much as I dislike it, but they did a great job.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the call. John says, agreed. There wasn't a key moment. I see your argument, but having the sustained drive to go up 21-16 was significant. Bama had 26 plays at that point, the very start of the second. Defense needed a break to regroup, and boy, they did. Static says he agrees that there wasn't a tipping point, but felt that Bama felt different after the fake field goal failed. Yeah, look, again, here's the point. Those are all legitimate key elements of the game, but my bottom line in the game is that Clemson's just better. Therefore, there is no key point, because whatever would have happened, it was going to result in the same. A game is ebb and flow, right? There are going to be moments where things go Alabama's way, where things go Clemson's way. And if you want to study it and single one out and say, well, that's it, okay? I think you can sometimes do that in a game that was competitive. This game was not competitive. Therefore, I don't think it's logical that there was a key moment. I think the logical thing is that Clemson would have whooped their tail every single time they played. And even though Alabama would have moments that were positive or things that went against them, or Clemson might have a big player, the bottom line is that Clemson was just better. And if they played again tomorrow, Clemson would still be better. And the same thing would happen. The score might be a little different, but Clemson would still win by 20. And you would have a different key moment. And that's why I don't think there was a key moment. I think the key moment was in the recruiting, in the coaching, and that Clemson was just better. So, you know, that's just how I see it. I don't think that game was a one-game aberration based on a key moment in the flow of the game. I think that game was extremely telling, and that Clemson was just a better football team, period. And again, if you were to play again tomorrow, you know what wouldn't change? Alabama's secondary would still be filled with Waldos. Alabama would still have no outside pass rush. And Clemson would still have all this incredible talent at quarterback and at wide receiver, and they would still abuse them. You know, again, remember at halftime was this discussion with Herb Street about halftime adjustments and what Alabama wasn't going to do anything. Because they couldn't swap this year's secondary for last year's secondary, and they couldn't bring Timmy Williams back. So that's my fundamental point, is that you weren't going to adjust your way out of this, and that there wasn't a key moment because Clemson was just a better football team. So there's that. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Jay. Jay, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Jay, appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I'm not going to take up a lot of time. I know we're at the top of the hour, but I was going to say that, first of all, just confirming what you said about the penalty. I was wondering last night why the ball got kicked out of the stadium. So it was kicked off from the 50.
Right.
So that was right. So I've been listening all day to ESPN and things of that nature. And they're saying that the passing of the torch is going to Clemson. Well, I'm thinking that the passing of the torch is going to switch to in the SEC, the Texas A&M. And that may be even a more dangerous game for us than Alabama, you know, in the coming years. I know you made predictions years ago that Deshaun Watson was the future and that we'd be in a national championship real soon. And it actually came a year earlier than you predicted. But What's your prediction for the future?
I think it's a really interesting point about A&M, and I'm not going to say you're wrong. I've always expected A&M to turn into a monster at some point based on the money that program generates and based on the facilities and all of that. It hasn't happened yet. We'll see whether Jimbo Fisher is the guy to bring it to fruition. I personally think the dominant team in the next decade in the SEC is going to be Georgia. I think Georgia is going to wind up being the new Alabama. I think they'll win national titles. I think they'll compete with Clemson. That's how I see it right now. And I think there are going to be some other teams that enter this discussion eventually, but they're way behind right now. I think Scott Frost is going to bring Nebraska back.
He's a good coach. I think so, too.
But I think Texas is
here to stay.
Yeah, I think Texas is going to be here to stay, too. I agree.
One last thing I wanted to say is that I'm not looking ahead to next year. I'm just rushing the moment because I do know a kicked Alabama team, Nick Saban Alabama team, will come back with vengeance next year. And I've been a Clemson fan my whole life, so I remember when we couldn't get past the Dukes when we were supposed to. So
right, the Tommy West year, look, you're right that there's an edge to be gained in losing this type of game. I mean, Clemson clearly carried that edge from last year. You can see it. The offensive line wasn't interested in being posterized again. Hey, Jay, I have to run. I appreciate the call, as always. Let me tell you about SCDMV. Beginning October 20th, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic commercial flight and or a secure federal building or visit a military installation. Purchase yours today. Avoid the longer lines in the future. Look, I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. Brought my birth certificate, my Social Security card. Finding that birth certificate wasn't a breeze. Brought my birth certificate, my Social Security card, 2 proofs of address. It's all you need. Get it done. Avoid all the headaches that you are guaranteed to face later. Get it done today. All right, line's completely jammed. Walt Tiptula Road Range. I'm coming to your calls on the other side.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar. Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
Etienne cuts it to the 15, he's at the 10, at the 5, stays on his feet, headed for the end zone, and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him, it's second at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play for the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the college football world orange.
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history. National champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
One day sale, today only. Hey, it's Mickey Pollard here. Zero Res is offering their lowest price ever, but for today only. four rooms of carpet for only $109 when you mention my name. Four rooms, $109. It's never been this affordable, but you must call or book online today. Call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about our air duct cleaning special.
Be sure to join Walt Deptula this Friday, January 11th at the Greenville Convention Center from 3 to 7 p.m. for the South Carolina International Auto Show with more than 250 vehicles on display. Friday, January 11th at the Greenville Convention Center.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
Hey, homebuyers, you're about to make the biggest purchase of your life. It's a stressful, high-pressure situation. You need a lawyer you trust to make sure your deal closes without a hitch. Holiday Law Firm is your go-to closing attorney in the upstate. Hayes Holiday and Trey Ingram have helped hundreds of homeowners close on their dream home, and they want to be your closing attorney. Call Hayes and Trey today to help you with your purchase. You'll be glad you did. Visit holidaylawfirm.com for more information.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a four-piece chicken supreme snack or a two-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a four-piece supreme snack or a two-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.